Pak nachher van de week. We laten een beetje aan het zeloen lesmo. En dan sloeg je met zo. Ik ben een zeekje naar je zin in zeekje. So we mentioned yesterday that we learned the cloud. The Shluch HaMitzah in and in Zeikin is only if it's not Shchir HaZeikah. But if it's Shchir HaZeikah, then Shluch HaMitzah and can be in Zeikah. What was the Raya? What was the Raya if it's Shchir HaZeikah that then is Zeikin?
So it's Shmuel and Shaul.
Didn't want to go to Saul, so anoint Saul because he was worried that he didn't want to go to anoint David,
because
he was worried that Saul would attack him. So interesting. I'm just making a note here, a second. Right. Very interesting point. The Nitzid in Mereni Sode writes that this business that Shluch HaMitzah can be Nizekin if it's Shchichi Ezekah is it only for somebody who is an Oved Hashem but of Miteva, not an Amara Miteva. I'll read you out his Loshim because it's worthwhile hearing. Let me get it. Yeah, I think I have it somewhere here. Yeah. Says the Marina Sode. Ella me shayim Hashem kederch enoishi. Somebody serves in Hashem like a normal person would serve Hashem. Then Mashkocha would only save him derech ateva, and therefore with shchicha zeika, Mashkocha won't save him. Hashem King says me shematkei atmoi be'avat Hashem. Somebody who, as far as he's concerned, he couldn't care less about himself. He loves Hashem so much, and he's going to serve Hashem lemala miteva anushi. He's going to serve Hashem more than a normal person would naturally serve Hashem. Oz gam hashkocha megina olav bederech haflola. Then, oz hashkocha. Hashkocha will... Hashkocha Hashem will also serve, will also protect him, but there's a flogger with an extreme amount of protection. I mean, it depends on the type of person. It's all middle connected middle. If you serve Hashem naturally, you're normal kofet, you have protection, normal kofet. If you serve Hashem with the ma'alam yichodcho, you serve Hashem in a way that is basically being mapki yourself for Hashem's sake, then Hashem will protect you even with derech haflog. There's a famous Gemara in Chulin. There was Amirayim who were not scared about shopping. If Chanina wasn't scared about shopping, why wasn't he scared about shopping? Again, because he was the reason why shopping could attack a person is because shopping is the mala with derech haflog. But somebody who's the mala means that, somebody who's the mala mark shopping, higher than means shopping, and the shopping can't attack them. Mainly says the same thing, that this of Chanina and Chulim, he wasn't worried about shopping. Because he knew he served Hashem with all his kochot. Much the ma'ala midach, he knew she was in the natural kochot, over and above that. And therefore, shopping weren't attacking. Why would I say it?
It does not border on something ala ne.
I'll talk a second. Why am I saying this? Because the Nesiv addresses a point that we raised when we learned the Gemara. Right, the Gemara says Hashem told Shmuel to go and anoint David. Shmuel turned around to Hashem and said, well, how can I do it? Saul will attack me. So Hashem said, okay, take Kobanis. So what happened? Why didn't Hashem tell him to take Kobanis right at the beginning? Why did Hashem wait for Shmuel to turn around and say, yeah, but Hashem, I'm worried because Saul's going to attack me. And what happened in the beginning? Why didn't Hashem tell him it's going like that? So the Nativ says that Hashem didn't tell Shmuel originally to take Kobanis. Because Bemet, Shmuel, Dalga, small level of Avodas Hashem was an extremely high Aveda. You know that he was connected to Moshe Aaron, right? He was a real Avodas Hashem. He shouldn't have been worried about anything. If Hashem told him to do it, he would have gone and done it. Because he's better not worried. Because there is this protection. There's a protection Hashem gives to people. Even if it's Shkia Chazita. As long as you're a type of person, it's over Hashem, me'al, kuchis, and lishi. Over and above natural a person's kuch. So Shmuel was that. Shmuel was completely devoted to Hashem, over Hashem, the Ava, he would do whatever Hashem wants. And therefore Hashem didn't tend to take Karbonah, because there was no need to. He would have had the protection, a mea for the 100% protection. But Shmuel knew himself, in this particular situation, he felt that he doesn't warrant that added protection. Hashem told him to anoint David. That meant that the output of Saul was coming to an end. And Saul and Shmuel was very bitter about that, was very sad about that. Very sad that the Malchus of Saul was coming to an end, and he was going to anoint David the Absolus, unhappily. And he felt in this situation, since he's going to anoint David the Absolus, doesn't warrant the added protection. Hashem said, okay, if that's how you feel, go and take Korban. That means, if he would be going to be Eved Hashem like he always would be Eved Hashem, and he would have been Zeichat, so he would have merited this extreme protection, nothing would have happened to him. And that's why Eved Hashem did not tell him to take Karbonas, because when he went, Mitzchila, when Hashem commanded him, if he would have done his Aveda, like he would always do his Aveda, that means with full enthusiasm and kayah, then he would have had this added protection. But Shmuel knew, in this situation, he was finding it hard to be Eved Hashem in his normal way, but rather he was being Eved Hashem the absolute, depressed feeling, and therefore in this situation he was dropped down a dalga, and now he'd go with the normal rules of his Shkia Chazika, Hashem would not protect him. Okay, so what have we learned today? We learned today that this rule, Shluchim Mitzah, Inim Zeke, and Eichel B'Shkir Chazeke, is only on a person that normally does his Avodah, like a natural Avodah. He serves Hashem with the Kuchos, the normal Kuchos the person has. And he serves Hashem over and above, and he's Matzki himself. He's completely negates himself. He just wants to serve Hashem, just wants to do the Avodah to Hashem, then he will have protection, even if it's Shkir Chazeke. That's why Shmuel, the Etzem, when Hashem told Shmuel to anoint David, he didn't tend to take Korban. Because Shmuel's Avodas Hashem was in the highest Daga, he had this protection. Now, in terms of saying, is this called Tzimchen Aranet? No, as much as there is a principle of Shluchim Mitzah in Anizekin, as much as we know you would be able to do B'dikas Chometz and looking for even though there's a risk that you could get bitten by a scorpion, but you should do B'dikas Chometz. Why should you do B'dikas Chometz? Maybe there's a risk that you'll be bitten by a scorpion. No, the Teva of the world is Shluchim Mitzah in Anizekin. That's the Teva. That's how Hashem made the world. That's not called Ein Tzimcha Aranim. Hashem placed in the world a Teva Shluchim Mitzah in Anizekin. Now we're seeing that's the teva for a normal person who does it, the teva. Then, if it's Shkir Chazeka, and you don't have this protection, if it's not Shkir Chazeka, you do. If somebody is Eved Hashem, Mamish, totally Biyavo, I mean, Mapki himself completely, as far as he's concerned, he's in nothing, he's just doing Eved Hashem, Mi'al Kirchhoisov, over and above his natural Kirchhois, then it's in the teva of the world that he can't get harmed when he's doing a mitzvah. Even in this situation.
So he's what the Gemara in Brachot HaNikkor, the Tzadik Gamor. Doesn't the Gemara say that even then you shouldn't just rely that you're in that situation? That you're Tzadik Gomor, that you'll be protected?
Oh, I see what you mean. You're saying it's Tzadik Gomor, and yet some of the targets in Tzadik Gomor, we saw the Ram says that Tzadik Gomor is not the highest target, it's Chosid. Right? Tzadik Gomor, like Rashi says, just meant on this mix that you did a great job. At the end of the day, you're doing a great job.
Hashem will protect people that are on a level that Hashem knows on what level they are. But it's hard for me to hear that somebody can rely on that. He says, I serve Hashem in such a kind of a way, you know, therefore I can rely on this, that even they with Shkiach Ezeka that I can still take a chance.
I have to know where you're standing. Don't
help
yourself.
That's another. Can I ask a question to add on to his question?
Mine was more of a statement than a question.
Statement, okay. Well, I guess I'll put it in the framework of a question. The fact that it says that, you know, people on a certain high level can rely on miracles, it seems like it contradicts sort of another principle that we see in Shas, like, there's a famous story with, I think his name was Primo. He was a tzaddik, he was a wealthy person, but he was a big tzaddik. He did a lot of mitzvot, and then he thought he was, you know, on a high level, and the sultan decided to see if he was really on such a high level, so he sent, like, this beggar to his house that was popping pimples while he was having a suit with guests, and he ended up kicking him out and embarrassing him, etc. So, there's places in Shas where the Gemara tries to tell you that if you think you're on such a high level, realize that if the Sultan really wanted to test you, you wouldn't stand up. So that's on the one hand. And on the other hand, it seems to be telling us here that, you know, don't worry. If you're on the right level, then you don't need to worry about anything. Hashem will take care of you, even Bishas Sakana, you don't have to worry. So, like, should we be silent on ourselves? Should we not be silent on ourselves? If we think we're on a high level.
I don't know what you're saying. Should be saying, but there's a Matthias that a person who does serve Hashem in this way, the Midah can give Midah, Hashem will protect him in this way. So, a person knows how he serves Hashem. Shmuel definitely knew that he was an Eved Hashem, one of the highest Eved Hashem possible. And therefore, it's not about Gaiva. I know how I serve Hashem, and therefore, you're only tricking yourself. If you think you're serving Hashem right, but you know you're not serving Hashem right, so you don't have that protection. Well, you're just tricking yourself. What's your question, Rabbi Ron?
Primo was a real tzaddik, and yet Hashem tested him. When the decided to test him, he failed. Okay, he failed. He failed the test. So the Gemara is teaching us there that even a person on a high level, if he thinks that he's really on a high level, if the Sultan really wanted him, he could make anybody fall. So that's one klal in Shas. That if you think you're on a high level, don't think you're on such a high level. And here we see another klal, that if you're on a high level, you don't have to worry about the Sakana. Hashem will protect you. So it seems like two contradictory klalim. One is that if you think you're on a high level, don't think you're on such a high level. Hashem can make you fall very quickly. And the other is, you know, if you get to that high level, you don't need to worry about Sakana. Hashem will protect you. You're in good standing. You're going to have Siyata Zishmaya.
I don't know exactly the Gemara you're saying. I don't know which Gemara you're quoting. But there's definitely a Mishnah, Al-Tanim, Ba'atracha, Yemitzchon. The person can't say, okay, I'm at a high level, that's it. So I don't know what Gemara you're quoting. You can always send it to me and we'll try and work it out. But there's a cloud up there. You can't say, oh, I'm a high level, therefore I'm okay now. Good. But I'm just, the Gemara, the Nitziv is saying that it's a middle, can make a middle. If you do serve Hashem, if this serving of Hashem you're doing in a manner that's me'al keiches enoshi, then you will be saved me'al keiches of this cloud. It's a possible middle, can make a middle of this. Of the way you're serving Hashem, so you have the protection, the chazera. Then you have a Gemara, you'll show it to me, we'll try and work out if it's the same or not. You can let me know, send it to me. Okay, so that was that point regarding Saul and Shmuel. Oh, so then yesterday that we carried on, we learned about the Shluchim Mitzvah in a Nizokin on the way there. But what about on the way back? And then we had Rav. Rav said, what did Rav say?
Wasn't sure about the way back.
Right, Rav wasn't sure about the way back. Rav says, on the way there, you're okay. On the way back, you didn't know. And then the Gemara brought a brisa of Issi ben Yehuda to say that Shluchim Mitzvah in Zikin also on the way back. How did he know? How did we work that out? How do we know Shluchim Mitzvah in Zikin on the way back? So the Gemara says, because it's a pasuk that says that your property won't get spoiled, won't get damaged when you go to be Ola Rega on the way there and the way back. So just as your property won't get damaged on the way there and the way back, it follows, in Kosher Kain, that a person won't get damaged on the way there and the way back. Because a person has a muzzle. It's harder to damage a person than to damage Bali Chaim. And if we find that Hashem gives protection to Bali Chaim, that the Bali Chaim of a person, the property of a person won't get damaged, so certainly the person himself won't be damaged, not on the way there or on the way back. So let's start that Gemara again from there, and we'll get to the two dots today. Itma, the second white line. We did it yesterday, but I want to add a bit to what we learned. Itma, second white line. Omer Beloza. Shluchi mitzvah einon nizokin. Lo v'alichoson, v'lo v'chazirosan. Not on the way down, not on the way back. Kaman, how do you know this? How do Rebbe know this? Ki aitana like this, right? The Tanya, itzvin yudaima, klapi sh'om retoya. Regarding the Apostle, it says, v'lo yachnoid, ish etzatecho. From the, regarding this Apostle, or included in this Apostle is, your cow will be grazing in the meadow, and no wild animal will damage it. When you go up to Be'er Rega, your animals will graze, and no wild animal will damage it. And a goat's call, Nakez Ashba, your chicken will be pecking in the rubbish heap, Be'in Chulda Mazikoto. Means, can you imagine? We go up to Ola Rega three times a year. We come back. Everything is exactly as we left it. No damage whatsoever. Even more so every 7 years by Hakel. So then everyone went. Even the children, even the women, everyone went. The whole family went and left all the animals behind. And we came back, and everything is how we left it. Can you imagine the chizuk and emunah that we were zecher to have when we went up to the Ola Rega? All that we've lost. All that we've lost. We don't have that anymore. Part of the chulban, something which we have to mourn about, the lack of seeing Yad Hashem in our lives. There they could really see it. You know, you go to bed at night, you lock your door. Why do you lock your door? Because you're worried that won't come in. They didn't lock the door. They left all the animals outside. They left it exactly as they would do normally. When they came back, everything was exactly the same. Tocha from Hashem, the Yachmo dishes out top. Not to mention the armies didn't come to take the country. But even the property, the animals, natural things like the chayz damaging our cows or our chickens, nothing happened. So one second, we mentioned yesterday, where do we see in this pasuk anything about our animals? So we mentioned that Tosfos says, we learn it from the word es. Es artecho. Es means things which are topple to artecho. Back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, v'alayitvon kalvachoyme. Oma eilu, a cow, a chicken, shedarka nozok. It's very natural for them to get damaged. But yet, Hashem gave them an avtocha, that won't happen. Ne Adam, she'in dark and nozuk. People, it's not natural for them to get damaged. We mentioned yesterday because there is a mazel watching over them. Certainly. Hashem will give them that protection that when you go to be early regal, they won't get harmed. How do you know on the way back they won't get damaged? Talmud Loima, Ufanisa, Babrika, Valachta, Lorelacho. Come back in the morning, when you go back after being early regal, Valachta, Lorelacho, Melamed, Shetele, Metimsa, Oyalacho, Bisholi. You will find your oil, Bisholi. So then we know it. We know that you have protection going and coming back. Great big Gemara, this is where we got up to yesterday. Pele Gemara, Bechina Acher, Ta'afilu Bachazor, Bechazir. Since we have a pasuk saying, even on the way back, you won't get harmed. Palicha, Lomeli. So why does it have a pasuk telling me when you go there? Surely we can make a Kalba Choyma. If already on the way back, you have a protection. Certainly on the way there, you'll have a protection. Why do we need it? Senachami, now the Gemara retracts. The pasuk's not coming to tell me. The pasuk's not coming to tell me that you are protected on the way there. We don't need that pasuk. Rather, the pasuk's coming to tell me something else. The pasuk's coming to tell me something else. Yossi, you want to ask something? Your hands up.
A couple of questions. Number one, this is the source. Is this our source for Shluchim Mitzvah?
Yeah.
How is it that we're comparing all mitzvahs to Yerushalayim on Yad Lerigel? Maybe it's just specific to this mitzvah. Also, can we be master sustaining it from here to others? I mean, it could be this is a public mitzvah that shocks an entire nation versus an individual performing a mitzvah.
If we find somewhere the Torah said something, then you can learn it to other mitzvahs, unless there's a difficulty with it. Every individual is doing a mitzvah, and he has a guaranteed protection on the way back home. It'll be okay.
I'm surprised that we need a pasuk for the way back. Well, I mean, what I tell you, you know, go to Yerushalayim. I'll protect your property. You come back, it's all gone. And he's like, what happened? He's like, oh yeah, I only protected it up to the first 50%. Afterwards, I didn't protect it anymore. So then you're not going to trust. How do you know? And what would be the good of only protecting it halfway?
Yeah. The prophet is not telling you a mitzvah. The prophet is telling you a mitzvah. That you will go and there won't be anyone attacking your land. That's the mitzvah. Now, if the mitzvah
if that mitzvah didn't last until you came home, it only lasted until you got there, and when you came home, the place was ravaged, so what good would it be?
What have I gained by it, Yossi? What have I gained by having this protection? So I can tell you that. So, okay, so I don't have to hire armies to protect my things or to pay for people to look after my animals once I finish my mitzvah. So what have I saved? I've saved spending a fortune because now I'm on my way to my mitzvah. But from whenever we get to the end of Pesach, then I'll have to have people looking after my animals. So that could be. Can I add another question?
No, I mean, this. Signal's not that good. I'm keep losing you, unfortunately.
Who's losing you?
Also, for the what's the chazira mean? I know what it means. Why using that lotion? Is that something common?
Yeah, no, it's a strange. It means on the return, but yeah, I don't know what the chazara normally would say. Zafir bechazara. But you do see ba'alicha. So in Greek grammar, maybe Aramaic grammar, we normally say chazara. Well, the grammar, Halicha Chazira is the opposite of Halicha. Coming back. Means in the coming back and in the going.
I mean, it says Chazara a few lines down. It says, Ainli Elit Bahalicha, but Chazara Minayin. So it says it both ways.
This is a Hezer Lotan of Chazira, it says Pastor La Chazara.
That's the one of, Bahalicha, but Chazara Minayin, yeah. So, Kare, Chazira, Chazara can be interchanged here. So where are we holding? So we said that because of this question, the Yachmoid Ish Es Artzecho is not necessary. Therefore, we're going to learn this topic to tell me something else. Says the Gemara, Lomeli, Mechina Achada, Afil V'chazir, Ba'alicha Lomeli, Lechedr of Ami. The Omer of Ami, Kol Odom Sheish Le'karka, Oile Le'regel. Whoever has karka is oile l'regel. Whoever doesn't have karka is not oile l'regel. New halacha. Halacha is, if somebody who owns land is oile l'regel, somebody who doesn't own land is not. Remember such a thing ever? We have the taste of stuff. Gimel on the base. We had a story once upon a time. The Yehuda ben Beseir lived in his tzivin, and a guy was eating from the Korban Pesach, and he told you that you're Yehuda ben Beseir. I eat from the Korban Pesach, and nothing happens to me. So Yehuda ben Beseir made a trick, told him to ask for the aliyah, and indeed they caught him and they killed the guy. The question was, why didn't Rabbi Ben Mitzvah himself go up to Oile Regel? Why is he doing this trick? Why didn't he go up to Oile Regel? One test was, he didn't have karka. He didn't have land. And there was a discussion in that thesis of Gimel on the base, whether not having a land is a reason not to be chayiv Pesach, or not to be chayiv Kolben, not to be chayiv to be Oile Regel. So that was the discussion in that thesis. But here's our Gemara. The Gemara says a person who doesn't own land is not chayim to be oile regel. What kesha? What kesha? Land, oile regel? What's the connection bechlal? Somebody owns land, he has to be oile regel, otherwise not. So the Mashah here says an interesting thing. The whole point of being oile regel, I would have thought the point of the oile regel is to come close to Hashem. He says in the Agathis here, the Marshal says, Nir Atam, Ike Mitzvah Taliyas Regel, is the Smayah Shom, the Mitzvah Peres Oet. The main point of Oile Regel is to be Mitzameach with the Peres, which is the Bikurim, the Maitesheini, and to be Mitzameach Amim and the Ger and the Levi with the Maitres. And that's the main reason of being Oile Regel. The main reason to be Oile Regel is to be able to bring my payers and to be Mitzameach, the Danim, the Gerim, the Levim, that's the mitzvah. And if you don't have karka, so you don't have any of those payers to do that with, then the reason why you're going up is just Shaloi Lishmo. The reason why you're going up is you're going to see the amazing sight. That's all Shaloi Lishmo. Because the Lishmo is to go to be Mitzameach for the poor people. It's mind-boggling. I just thought that Ishma is to go to see the Ribbono Shel Olam. And you've actually got to give Aniyim as well. He said, no. He says, the Ikar reason why you're Oile Regel is because of the mitzvahs of Peres. And therefore, somebody who doesn't have karka has no mitzvah to be Oile Regel. So I'm about to call all them sheish karka Oile Regel, sheish karka Oile Regel.
Question. If you don't own karka, then more likely than not, you're probably on the anim side. So wouldn't you go to the Aliyah Regel in order to receive it?
Then you're definitely going
Shalei Lishma. That's definitely Lishma. unless you go to the attitude saying that you're doing this to give the opportunity, you know, that you have to have some anim to give to, so I'm giving them an opportunity. But otherwise,
the Gemara is saying that Hashem instituted this mitzvah in a way that you'll be doing it lishmo, not right. Shalei lishmo. So you tell me if you don't have any land and you're poor and you're going there just to get your money, so certainly shalom lishma.
Sure.
Omar, you have a'ovin, one second, then you're asking that we missed. Klapi sha'omra toira. Klapi sha'omra toira. This word klapi is an interesting word. It comes quite often in Shas and not normally translated. But Rashi here gives a translation. Klapi sha'omra toira. What does it mean klapi? Mitoich sha'omra toira kach, from within, implying in what the Torah says, will be able to imply something else. Mitoich sha'omra toira kach, honor the maiden. From within what's written, we'll be able to learn, in English we say we can imply, Shevtichoi hakosov, that the Torah was naftiach shal yuzuk memoinen. When a person does a mitzvah, his property won't get damaged. The chol shekin gufoi, and certainly his body won't get damaged. Tein dachri lozuk, a person doesn't generally get damaged. The odom is a mazlo, a person has a mazlo, the inem mahir, liyot nizik begufoi, and he's not easily damaged. Doesn't become speedily damaged. Literal translation. Not easily damaged. So he said, so why do I have the first pasuk? We don't need about the pasuk going. I can learn it from the pasuk coming back. Kidir ef ami. Krok kamo, the first pasuk of Eliyachmu ish is otzucho. We use it for ami. That what? If somebody who doesn't have karka is not chayiv to be oilerega. Where do we see that in the pasuk? Your land, meaning if you don't have land, then the pasuk was not referring to you. There's a question on this Gemara, quite a difficult question. Question on the Gemara, that tells me that you must have land to go to Olerei. What was the Makoi that we said that your property won't get damaged when you go up? What was the Makoi? Sure, you're on mute.
It's the A. It's the word A.
S, from the word S. So what do we do with the word S? If we're going to use the pasuk by Yachmitish, it's out to Chol. Now to tell me something else, it's to tell me that you're going to, that you need to have land, you need to have property in order to be obligated with the mitzvah of Elo Egel. So what do you do with the word S? What do we do with the word S now? Have Taisus Kasha, Lechidr of Ami, Taisus third, Taisus down. Bim Taima, Bahashto, Eslamali, Lemidrish Valicho. What do we do with the word S that we used before to Darshan? On the way there, your property won't get spoiled. By Marie, says the Re, you're right, S was really unnecessary. Lechidr Elon. The word S was only written as part of a pasuk, Mishum Dovash and Ischadish Bo. Because there was something else in the pasuk that was a chiddush. Mishum Chiddush Da'altzacho. Because of the chiddush of Altzacho, Kos of Nami S, the Midrash, they said the word S, the Dash and the Drasha, Afagav de Lo'yitzchev, even though you don't need it. In other words, the Tosfos, the word S was still dashing to tell me that on the way there, your property won't get damaged. I will say we don't need it. You're right, we don't need it. We don't need it. But it's a klal. That sometimes the Torah will repeat something just because of some chiddush that's mentioned in the pasuk. Here the chiddush of the pasuk is that you need to own property. It's al-tzecha, you need to own property. If you're ready writing now, we'll add in the word S to dash in something like, something which we didn't need, to dash.
Why do I need the
pasuk for those? You need the pasuk to tell me that if you don't have property, you're potter.
Doesn't the Bikurim pasuk teach me that?
First tells me.
Alis HaTovah Asher Netatali says over there.
Yeah. What? Tells me. That tells me if you don't have bikurim, if you don't have land, you don't have a chiv bikurim. How do I know there's no chiv oile rega? There's no chiv bikurim like you're saying. How do you know no chiv oile rega? That's this pasuk. So we had a question. So why is the S? to tell me a proper and gedamis. But we know that already. You're right, we know already. And since we have to write for the Yahweh, ish, we need to tell you your land's not going to get damaged. And meaning that you need your own land in order to be chayav. So Mela, we dash also the word S. The word S is added in based on a principle that sometimes things are written Mishum Dova from Kaddish Bo. Because there's something else that was added in.
We learned Kala and Tarnegol from Arzicha. Tarnegol.
Tarnegol you learn from S. S means S a topple also. Call anything which is topple. And animals and chickens are topple to the land. They live off the land, but they're not the land. They're topple to the land. So that's a cloud which you have to know. A cloud which you have to know that sometimes you can have a pasuk which will have a drasha which you didn't really need. If the pasuk is written anyway, the Torah will throw it in for good measure.
There's a Gilein HaShas on the left, it says it.
Gilein HaShas, right, that's right. Omer Ovin, Barav Ada, Omer Vito, back to the Gemara. Omer Ovin, Barav Ada, Omer Vito. Hifnei Ma, Ein Peres Yinoisa B'Yishalayim. Why are there no Peres Yinoisa? Peres Yinoisa are very sweet Peres. Why do they not grow in Yerushalayim? Today, so that people being older egal shouldn't say, if it wasn't that we went up just to be zeicher to eat these peres kenais in Yerushalayim, dayenu. It would have been kedai for us to go to be older egal just to be zeicher to eat these special fruits. Nimtzis aliyah shalei lishmo. Never will turn that aliyah shalei lishmo. So Hashem especially arranged that there's none of these sweet fruits in your Yerushalayim. None of these sweet fruits in your Yerushalayim. Why? So you shouldn't have a problem to be either angle. A tremendous difficulty asked by a bunch of Yerushalayim, say to the Rosh, having a parrot. They all ask the same question. That, what's the question of the Gemara? Why is it okay to know them? No Peres Kenaisa, because the land of Yerushalayim is not suitable to produce Peres Kenaisa. For Peres Kenaisa, maybe you need to have a particular type of earth, and Yerushalayim doesn't have it. So why doesn't the fruit of why are there no star fruits in Yerushalayim? Why are there no star fruits in Yerushalayim? Why don't bananas grow in Yerushalayim? Have you ever wondered about that? When you went up later to Yerushalayim, you never saw bananas. Why not? Why are there no bananas in Yerushalayim? I'll tell you why there's no bananas in Yerushalayim. Because in order for bananas to grow, you need to have a very humid type of weather. And you don't have that in Yerushalayim. Bananas can't grow in Yerushalayim because the weather is not suitable for it. So you ask, why are there no peres kenais in Yerushalayim? Because the earth is not suitable for it. So what's the Gemara's question in the first place? The question which Rabbeinu Peres asked, and says the Rosh.
Their source is from Yerushalayim. I was saying, if I'm not mistaken, we learned that their source is from Yerushalayim. Shlomo HaMelech knew where the Vridim, all the different pipelines, the water pipeline nutrients came from Yerushalayim to all these fruits all around the world.
Very good. That's what the Rosh writes. It's Rosh writes that the conduits of the water, whatever it is that brings to different places, they all go, that went through your shrine. And therefore, indeed, it should have grown, Peres Kenaisa should have grown there. And that's the Chiddush. It didn't grow there because Hashem didn't want it. Hashem didn't want them to grow. So people will be Eile Rega Lishmo. It should have grown. It's Matim to grow there. I mean, apparently it's similar to it, not exactly like the saying else, but similar to it. It should have grown, but Hashem specially arranged that it didn't, in order that people shouldn't be Oile Regal, Shalom Lishmo. By Tekiyai Tzibai, Amar b'tzoy b'biyana. Mibnei ma'in chamitzvah b'Yerushalayim. Why are there no hot springs in Yerushalayim? You know, big smack. You go to Tiferia, there's hot springs there. So why not in Yerushalayim? Again, the same idea. Kedein shalei oile ganim oimrim. Ilamali lo alinu ela lirchait. Nechamitzveria. Dayeinu. It would have been distracted if we came up just to make the most of these hot springs. Dayeinu. Venim says aliyah shalei lishma. Again, turns out aliyah was shalei lishma. Hashem made that there weren't any chamitveria there in Yerushalayim. Again, the same type of question. Meirat says there should be chamitveria in Yerushalayim. You know why there's chamitveria in Tveria? Because it's underneath the ground there. There's boiling hot things, which makes the water come out hot. But why should that be in Yerushalayim? Why are there no chamitveria in Beit Shemesh? Ever thought about that? Because there's nothing to cause them to be hot. So why should there be in Yerushalayim, Chamei Yerushalayim? Why should there be? That Hashem didn't make it because he didn't want it to be Eloheg.
Because the Pedach to Genom is there?
Excellent. Says Yalti, says Boki. Now one of the reasons why there's Chamei Tveria is because it's the Pesach of Gehenim. And one of the Pesach of Gehenim is by Yerushalayim. So Gemara, one of the Pesach of Gehenim is by Yerushalayim. So it's very hot underneath. And it should have been Chamei Yerushalayim. There should be Chamei Yerushalayim. Hashem deliberately stopped that so that people should be coming to Oile Regel totally lishmo. Totally lishmo. I mean, although we saw in the Gemara that if somebody does a mitzvah shel Oile Shmo, he's a tzaddik gomel, it's clear from our Gemara that that's a tzaddik gomel. Oh, but even better to do it lishmo. At Pekav, Hashem didn't want to put anything in Yerushalayim that will make it be shalei lishmo. If a person would come to be Oile Regel for the Chamitzver, it'd be a tzaddik gomel. If a person would come for the Peris Genes, it'd also be a tzaddik gomel. That's not the best way of doing it. It's not the most the chaschila way. It's not chosid, as the Ram called it. And that when Hashem set up the sitzah and the matzah, Hashem set up in a way that you should be doing it in the most chaschila ideal chosid high targa way of doing it. Okay, we've to finish the sugya. On Sunday we will be starting in the next part of the sugya, which takes us from the two dots about Bamei Amru. Until the end of the Omer, it's three sections of two dots. It's discussing the last part of the Mishnah about checking where you have to check of the mouth of the seller. So it shouldn't take too long. And then if you have to Shem, the next Omer, the Sefer and Aleph, starts really separating the men from the boys, as they say. It's a very, very longish, Gemara. In fact, very many places in Shas, Daftes is real full of longish. There's Daftes in Chulin, which is Roy, Daftes in Subas, Daftes in Yevamos, and Daftes in Sochim, all Daftes. Don't know what the idea behind that is.
I'm asking why.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know what the idea behind it was, because we know the pages was made up by some printer and not by any Amorayim. But there's nothing that doesn't happen to Mikra. The height of the test on the Aleph against Hashem, which we should be starting towards the end of next week, the studies of Sophic Mitzvah, Vadai, discussions about animals taking chometz around from place to place. You have to be cautious for it. Yes, and we'll try and do it as well as we can. The Met needs as much hachona as possible as he can. As much preparation as possible. We have, Avraham sent me the Maramokim. Gemara Kedushin, where was it?
Yeah, it's Kedushin, but, I realize why my, question is not a good question. First of all, what we're learning here is specifically about mitzvot, not in general. It's not saying that in general if you're a tzaddik, then you don't have to worry. Just if you're a tzaddik and you're doing a mitzvah, right? Is that what we're saying here?
That is what we're saying. We're saying if you want to know if your protection is going to have protected because you did this mitzvah, if you're somebody who does it, me'alameiva, then you will be protected.
That's not to say that if you're spam a tzaddik and doing things on a high level in general, that you don't have to worry about getting the pranis, just specifically at the shal that you're doing a mitzvah. Is that correct?
100% correct.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Have a good Shabbos, everyone. Feel good. Yossi, you should get better soon. The basement's a bit lonely at the moment. Just me and my computer. Need to be back.
I think I'll be back on Sunday or Monday, then, Yossi.
Before you hang up, the Tosfos we're speaking about, what do we need S? Are we darsh every S? Why can't we just say that we don't darsh in the S? I mean, sometimes we do, sometimes we don't.
We did darsh in the S. Why should we not now? We darsh in it beforehand, just a line or two earlier. That was the mistake.
But you can't even... Right.
Why should we retract from that? There is that word S, which seems to tell us S the top of. It says places that you can still douse in it, and the pasuk was written for some other reason. Fine. Okay, good shot.